In but mere moments, we will have officially entered Great Smoky Mountains National Park. Or maybe re-entered if we've already been touring to Newfound Gap or Cades Cove. The first place of interest on this road is called the Bud Ogle Place, and I'll point out the parking area. Now, before we get to the Bud Ogle Cabin, you'll see a sign for Twin Creeks Area, which includes a science and education center. The sign also says official business only, which I think only increases the curiosity. It is true, though, you must have an appointment to visit. What they have in there is a huge collection of 60,000 specimens collected from the park. And it said there's another 200,000 specimens that have never been cataloged. There's a lot of insect and plant samples there. And it also acts as the archive for historical and cultural materials. Basically, you have to be a researcher to get in. But we most certainly can go see Bud Ogle's cabin. That guy'll let anybody in. There are loads of cabins in the park, but this one is kind of unusual because of its style. The Ogles, Bud and his wife Cindy, settled here on a 400-acre farm in 1879, building the cabin and barn that we're going to see shortly. Now, the cabin is kind of small, as most cabins were back then, and it's known as a saddlebag-style cabin, meaning that it was built as two single-room cabins, or single pen as they used to call them, and it's joined by a chimney. This style is a bit of an oddity around here, but not as odd as this. The cabin had running water. Yes, old Bud Ogle built a wooden flume from a spring near the cabin all the way down to his porch, where it emptied into a sink made from a log. How's that for crafty? Nice work, Bud. Just like our modern-day conveniences, but, well, he fell short. No hot running water. I guess he could be forgiven for that. Also of note here is the barn, which is a four-pen barn, so four rooms under one common roof. The last remaining four-pen barn in the national park. The Bud Ogle Place is coming up on the right. There's also a nature trail behind the cabin if you're interested, but if you're going to do some hiking, I'd save it for a trail leading to one of the waterfalls along Roaring Fork Motor Nature Trail.